now.
And welcome to the SVK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name is Chance Story. I will be your host for the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the city of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to a business. Kick it off today of the market cap, which is currently $130 billion. Bitcoin is currently trading at $3,836, down 1.5% in the last 24 hours. Ethereum currently trading at $148, down 2.5%. Ripple currently trading at 36 cents, down 3%. Bitcoin Cash currently trading at $161, down 2.5%. And with EOS currently trading at $2.69, down 5% in the last 24 hours. I want to give a big shout out to Revan, which is currently trading at 28 cents, and that's up 30% in the last 24 hours. It's been an interesting 24 hours. We've seen a lot of positive stories breaking out, which we'll get into in a second. We've seen some positive momentum when people are coming back from Christmas. I think people's attention is now kind of back into work. We saw positive momentum for the last couple of days. We saw some positive price bounces, some positive movement to the upside with relation to price action on, you know, probably the top 100 in the last couple of days, which has been great. It's kind of been a positive start to the year. Obviously, today we've seen a little drawback, but I mean, 1 to 5 to 10 to 20% in crypto sometimes isn't really kind of significant. I mean, it's crazy to hear, especially if you're from the equity space, where that would be a major, major, major move. Yeah, it's kind of standard. But it's been really interesting. We're seeing a fresh start to the year. We're seeing lots of different projects coming out. We're seeing lots of 2018 in review videos breaking, which is always great to see. I love to see what people have been up to. And I think people are really kind of looking forward to 2019. We're seeing lots of roadmaps being laid out, put out into the market. I know a lot of projects are kind of announcing what they're looking to achieve this year. So that's super exciting to see everyone's ambition and where it could potentially be at the end of 2019. So with that in mind, let's get down to business and jump into what's currently going down in the market, what's happening, and what you need to know. So let's go on to the next part of the show. So to kick things off, I want to say a big, big congratulations. I mean, it's the 10th birthday to Bitcoin. This time 10 years ago, this is when the first block was mined. So it's very significant. In the Sun or in the Times newspaper here in the UK, there was a big spread at the bottom of the first page, and it says, "Thanks, Satoshi, we owe you one. Happy 10th birthday, Bitcoin." And the ad was actually sponsored by BitMEX. It was a super, super cool bit of marketing that they did. And actually, in return, everyone's been sharing and spreading it on all the different community pages and Telegram pages I've been checking out today, especially Reddit and our Telegram, which is SVK Crowd. I know a lot of different people picked up the paper here in the UK today and were sharing pictures of it. Super, super cool. Really great piece of marketing. So I want to say a big well done to the BitMEX team. So let's find out what's been going down. And let's kick it off today with New York. So the state of New York establishes cryptocurrency task force. The New York State Assemblyman Clyde Vanel, the chair of the Subcommittee on Internet and New Technologies at the legislature, has publicly announced the creation of a cryptocurrency task force. The reports produced by the task force will likely be used to update the state's regulation of the industry. As the announcement notes, and this is what it said, "It has been nearly 4 years since the implementation of the BitLicense. In cryptocurrency space and technology in general, a few months is equivalent to years." I'd agree with that massively. So according to the announcement, the members of the task force appointed by Governor Andrew Cuomo, the Senate and Assembly are to study how to regulate, define, and use cryptocurrencies and submit their report by December 15th, 2020. They will include different stakeholders such as technologists, consumers, institutional and small investors, large and small blockchain enterprise, and academics. New York leads the country in finance. "We will also lead in proper fintech regulation," Assemblyman Vanel added. "The task force of experts will help us strike the balance between having a robust blockchain industry and cryptocurrency economic environment, while at the same time protecting New York investors and consumers." I think it's great news coming out of New York. I think the BitLicense itself was I think they just didn't really understand what was going on. Well, I think the BitLicense itself was more complex than that. The regulator and one of the guys running that, who was on the regular basically working for the government at the time and was trying to regulate the BIT license. He, I forgot his name, but he basically wrote the BIT license, and then he quit his job and worked as a private consultant on how to get around the BIT license. And I know there was a lot of different views on that, and it was a bit of a hot topic. But, you know, in essence, I don't know how much good the BIT license has done. I know lots of companies have gone forth and gone through the hurdles to get the BIT license, and that's great. But I don't know, you know, what that really means for a company if you get the BIT license, apart from just being able to operate in New York. You know, the essence of blockchain and cryptocurrency as a whole is that it opens up the world, opens up the market. You're not trapped in any way, shape, or form. So the BIT license itself, I don't know, you know, maybe that'll be abolished at some time. Who knows? Second up, we've got Mike Novogratz increases stake in Galaxy Digital. So Mike Novogratz, founder and CEO of Galaxy Digital Holdings, LTD. Ticker names are TSXV, GLXY. And on Frankfurt Exchange is 7LX, reported on Wednesday that he acquired 7.5 million more shares of the company for approximately 7.4 million Canadian dollars, US 5.4 million, during December 2018. This amount represents about 2.7% of the company's shares, bringing Novogratz's estimated stake in the company from an already high 76.6% to approximately 79.3%. The former hedge fund manager created his cryptocurrency merchant bank in hope it would eventually become the Goldman Sachs of crypto. The crypto bear market of 2018 has been hard on the company's stock, but Novogratz claimed in November he still believes that institutional demand for cryptocurrencies will drive the start of a new bull trend in 2019. By buying more company stocks, Novogratz is signaling that he is willing to put his money where his mouth is. And by the way, like, where the market currently is, he's buying more of his company at a discount, and he's going to be selling that when it goes back up with the market. Like, I guess it was bad timing on his half, and I know he admits that in lots of interviews that he does, that if he had the foresight to know that we'd be moving into a bear market, he may have held off on the idea. But, you know, the truth is he's been buying it at a real low price, and he's going to be waiting till the market picks back up. But I guess, you know, he's put his money where his mouth is, shown belief and followed through. So that's, we love to see that. Bitcoin Magazine returning to print in 2019. So the Bitcoin Magazine, one of the first print publications specializing in cryptocurrencies, was created by Vitalik Buterin and Mihai Elsie in May 2012. In 2015, it was acquired by a company from Nashville, Tennessee, which moved the magazine entirely online. Now, to mark the anniversary of Bitcoin's Genesis block, the company has announced that the first print edition of Bitcoin Magazine in 7 years will come off the press in the summer of 2019. Back in 2012, Vitalik and Mihai were handing out Bitcoin Magazine from their backpacks to anyone with a fleeting interest in some mysterious magic internet money. And that's a quotation by the team. Today, the 10-year history behind it, Bitcoin is almost a household name. And more people are curious about this digital gold that they've been hearing about. Our intention is to distribute tens of thousands of copies free of charge at hundreds of locations and events around the world. So fair play to them. I mean, that's a pretty noble cause. I love the fact they're just giving it out for free, giving it to everyone. Everyone is welcome. Here's a copy. Feast your eyes on it. And I guess what they should be doing is going to, you know, more educational facilities, universities, and giving it out, and the first article being, what is Bitcoin? I mean, that'd be pretty smart as well, in case anyone hadn't heard or was looking to further their knowledge. So on to something else that I found of great value. So 2018's top cryptocurrencies ranked by GitHub activity. So even though crypto markets saw price slash by more than 2/3 last year, project development did not follow the same trend. Many projects that have lost more than 90% of value since their all-time highs in 2017 still see considerable development. Last January, we saw media sources report on different websites, one including CryptoMiso, which measures GitHub activity. So cryptocurrency supporters can rank and observe their favorite project's development. During this month of 2018, the blockchain project Cardano, ADA is the ticker, led the pack as far as total repository comments. According to CryptoMismo this year, the top projects with the most commits is the blockchain platform Insula, INS is the ticker, with 7,289 commits in 2018. This is followed by 0x, 7,098 commits, R-Chain with 5,584 commits, Tron with 5,399 commits, and EOS 4,823 commits, followed by Nulls 4,258 and Republic 4,321. So this is really interesting because that's kind of an indication to how much activity is happening on the network, what we feel, you know, what people are adding to it. And some of it may be not that value add, and some of it is more value add than others. But what it shows is that more people are adding to the protocol, which is open source for everyone to add as well. So it'll be interesting to see what 2019 is. I don't think there's really a clear correlation that I've seen on different exchanges with price commits on GitHub repository and actual price action, but it's definitely a clear indication. And I think that when we look at crypto valuations, there isn't a clear metric for that as of yet. I think GitHub repository commits or GitHub commits, I think that has to be part of that kind of combination to figuring out valuations for price action. Like it just kind of makes sense. So it'd be interesting to see, you know, 2019, if maybe this is the year that valuations of cryptocurrency kind of get figured out and kind of have more thought put into it. Because as of yet, you know, no one's really come up with it, because ranking it in by market cap, it's like, how do you judge the market cap? It can't just be on the money that they raised. You know, it's not the money that they're currently making. It's not a lot of projects in the cryptocurrency space are currently making much money. So how would you value this? Like, how do I value that a company's $20 million? Like, how explain that to me. Apart from you had an ICO 2 years ago and you raised $30 million, like, and your token's currently trading at X. So that is really interesting, and that's something that we're going to be definitely following and bringing you guys up to speed with, and bringing some guest speakers on the show to really give their thoughts and opinions on that as well. So that in mind, that's a wrap. I got to bounce. Remember, as always, to check out our socials: Telegram, SVK Crowd, YouTube, www.youtube.com/SVK Crypto. If you have any questions or queries, feel free to email myself, cstory, C-S-T-O-R-R-Y, at svkcrypto.com. That's a wrap, and I got to bounce.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.